You're listening to what is arguably the longest single track of music I've ever played on this show. You're listening to Darcy James Argue from his fabulous album, Dynamic Maximum Tension. And the track is called Tensile Curves, and it goes 34 minutes. I had decided that I would play the whole 34 minutes, but I would stop it at there's a natural pause in the music that you just were aware of. And I just wanted to make you aware of what you were listening to, and the fact that it is unusual. I don't usually play something a single track that long. My historical segment can go that long with a whole bunch of different tracks, but not one that's specifically that long. And Darcy James Argue is not afraid at all of the challenge of maintaining energy and involvement of a large ensemble for as long as half an hour or more. So I'm now going to play you the second half of Tensile Curves with Darcy James Argue. Thank you. That is a very interesting piece of music. That was a track from Darcy James Argue's album called A Dynamic Maximum Tension, a tribute to Buckminster Fuller and in the overriding theme. But that track was 34 minutes long, as you know if you've been listening for a while, because I broke it in the middle. I'm surprised that he didn't turn it into a sort of a suite. The title is Tensile Curves, but there are natural breaks built into his composing there. Just a couple of seconds, then a change in mood and whatever else. And I first time I heard it all the way through, I thought, okay, why doesn't he just call it Tensile Curve Suite and make seven or eight parts to the suite? Not that it would make a lot of difference. If you're going to play the whole thing, you're going to play the whole thing. But it would make it a little more understandable for the breaks between the various parts. Having said that, that's carping a little, because I really think Darcy James Argue is brilliant, and his composing and his large ensemble albums are always worth checking out. That's and he's Canadian to boot, so there you go. Dynamic Maximum Tension is the title of that album, and that massive track there was called Tensile Curves. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Coming back to a smaller scale now, if you will, a band that I really like, drummer Ernesto Cervini from Toronto, has a number of different groups, Turboprop and several others. And he's very prolific. He's a composer, instrumentalist, marketer, publicist, you name it. And I like to, at this point, consider Ernesto a friend. We've met a couple of times when he was here, and we correspond regularly through email. So playing his material is not something that I just think I have to do because I know him. It's because it's so good. This album is called Tetrahedron, and it has Luis Denis on alto, Nir Felder on guitar, Rich Brown on bass, and Ernesto on drums. It's from a couple of years ago, but it's one that I come back to every now and then because I really like it. I'm going to play three tracks. They're not incredibly long like the one you just heard, but the first one is the old standard from the American Songbook, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Then Forward Motion, and the third one is Angelica's. Here's Ernesto Cervini with Tetrahedron. Thank you. That album is sort of an old friend of mine, Tetrahedron, with the Ernesto Cerini Quartet there from a couple of years ago. Three tracks there, and I can't tell you how many hours of music is stacked up, and I can never have time to listen to it all. But there's times when I just forget the list and go back to the things that have been comfort music for me over the years. And that's one of those albums. And it's 11:43 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays. Streamed live at ckuw.ca and archived there as well if you want to check out earlier shows. And I'm going into my historical segment now. Most every week I do that. Not every week, but usually putting aside a half hour or more for some indication of where we've come from in the jazz world. Today, not for the first time, it's a nod in the direction of pianist Bill Evans, one of the largest icons and deservedly so in the jazz world. Sort of defined the jazz trio for many, many years until other threesomes took it to other levels, but Bill Evans' level is still a pretty good one. There's a recent release featuring never-before-heard performances. You know, what they keep saying that. It's, I don't know where they find these things. It's just that there's an endless supply of stuff hidden in people's basements or garages or something, and they keep finding it and cleaning up the sound and saying, oh, here's another one from Bill. Well, here's another one from Bill. This is apparently never-before-heard performances, and it's from Evans' inaugural European tour. In 1964, he was accompanied by bassist Chuck Israels and drummer Larry Bunker. And the Danish radio, the Radio Huset studio captured the event live. And somehow it wasn't found until just recently, and now it's been released. It's interesting in that it's fairly early in his traveling days. He did a lot of tours in Europe, and I've always sort of half convinced that, like a lot of the, sadly, too many of the jazz artists of that day loved the European tours because the drug situation was often easier to access than some of the places in the States. As Evans was absolutely addicted to substances for a lot of his life, totally sad situation with someone with his remarkable talent. But the music stands by itself. You can just sort of... if the old saying, if it goes currently, there's something, you know, sort of, I heart someone who uses drugs. Well, I heart someone who used drugs, and that was, among many others, Bill Evans. From 1964 in Copenhagen, live with Larry Bunker on drums and Chuck Israels on bass. They've edited this so well that there isn't sort of wild applause at the end of every track, but he's playing his songbook, if you will, a lot of very familiar tunes, performed very well here. So here from 1964, Bill Evans, starting with Waltz for Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you.